our programming live in studio with us now. We have Steel Creek Murder.
No, I didn't. I have changed. I just chose not to because I'm like,
Guess what?
I'm a quarter Asian.
wish I could be.
Sam Tudor for being our one and only. Thank you to everyone listening out there. We really appreciate it.
That surrounds you. Living in the water for passing glances. See you in the morning. Distance.
existence, you amaze me.
Found you in the fall, lost you in the wave. Now you tell me who.
Church. I'm clapping in here.
No, thank you. It helps. It's like we need you. What next, Samuel?
Oh, let's come out of this doldrum sort of sadness.
Yeah. Thank you, Sam Tudor. Your support is amazing. You will.
Will do.
Call you on the telephone later. Yeah, that ride works.
You're ridiculous.
Thank you.
Because there's a lot of like weird whispering stuff on it.
Little diva stuff that we wanted that he was able to exceed our expectations on.
If you listen really close to the end, you can hear like things backwards.
You can hear Adam whispering his
deepest secrets to us in the future, though. Like his hopes and dreams for what we might be later on. I'm bad at this.
on a light, angelic, docile note, aka no drums. A
bunch of adjectives.
No, I took jazz clap, and I'm very proud of it. I'm going to display those skills tonight.
Jazz clap.
CITR Radio. Thank you, Ben.
This one, the last one, and most of the other ones are going to be on the recording.
Got your black beret, and your accent. You're leaning close to say, it's only reference. Surround yourself with you. Tell them how you used to do back in the old days. Not like these old days. Pop the champagne too early. We're not finished here. Entering men, yes, celebratory.
That was Steel Creek Murder live on CITR. We will be talking to the band very shortly. Do not go anywhere. We'll be back after these messages. I don't think I've ever said that before.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
All right, you're listening to CITR Radio. Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell is the show. I am Ben. I am now joined in the other studio where we kind of sit down and chat with Steel Creek Murder. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Ben.
Thanks for playing the show, the set, or in the lounge. It sounded fantastic.
I mean, I felt like a show having you guys there.
So, do you want to maybe quickly introduce yourself, just your name, maybe, whatever, if you want?
Hi, my name is Shay.
And I'm Sam, and I play guitar, and I sing, and Shay does the drumming.
Perfect.
For the band.
And, Sam Tudor was in the crowd? Like, did he just showed up?
We competed with him in Shindig, right. And he became our adopted love child.
Perfect.
I adopted him. I think he's an amazing, young, talented artist, and I'm really, he works here, as you know.
Yeah.
We just hit him up, and we're like, if you're at work, stick around and hang out with us. And it was so nice to have an audience.
Yeah, perfect.
I mean, an audience is...
Yeah, it's kind of weird because a lot of bands kind of... I wouldn't say they get freaked out by it, but... Because I guess you're kind of used to
Well, it's not a circumstance you're usually in, within a small room playing to like other people that you can't see. It's kind of a surreal, weird experience.
Well, I mean, we need people to feed off. Like, it's so weird to play, then it's silent, and it's like, what do we play next? Yeah. We don't know how everyone's reacting.
Yeah. Did it make you,
I was picturing my mom.
I was picturing
my mom on the couch.
I hang out with her and watch football prior to this. So.
Yeah.
So we're moving to a new studio in March. So the CITR is moving. There's a new student union building.
Perfect.
Right now we're in the old one, and we're going to move to the basement. And the new studio, the station, the lounge has kind of a garage door that opens. So theory, if bands play, people could kind of hang around outside.
That sounds like a good time. That's like KAXP stuff.
Yeah, so maybe it will work. Although at the same time, I don't know how the sound, like it's kind of nice in there with the sound bouncing back. I don't know if it just opens it out. We'll see how the acoustics is.
Maybe it could be like a door of foam.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
So yeah, next punk rock name.
We're looking through the studio. So yeah, we're pretty much counting down the days of bands who get to play in this old lounge.
Cool, yeah.
But it's kind of cool because...
Well, there's just history all over the world. It's just posters of things that are like just way gone by. Yeah. And it's just cool seeing them and seeing the different bands that played together way back.
Yeah, and this show is before my time. It started in the 80s, mid-80s.
I heard. This is a...
So there's been many, many hosts before my time. Like Evan, who was doing Sound Tonight, hosted it before. And also did sound when Narva was hosting the show back in the... Back in the early 90s, I believe. I used to listen to it when I was much younger.
Wow, and we're honored to partake.
So yeah, that's kind of a little history. But enough about this show, about your band. So you guys got together about like a couple years ago?
Yeah, it's like...
About this time in 2012, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Like our first show was on the 21st of December.
Do you have a diary? How do you know that?
Well, because that was the day that the Mayans thought it was going to...
Oh, yeah, it was the end
of
the world.
They thought the world was
going to
bite it. So then it was a world-ending show that we played with Vampire Bats and a few other bands. And like burlesque and blood wrestling.
Yeah, it was a blood wrestling. It was like one of the most surreal first shows.
It was like Halloween 2 for the year.
If we can make it through that show, we can be a band together.
So where did you play?
At the Astoria.
At the Astoria, okay.
Yeah, I think we opened it with like a card trick that I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really weird. That threw people off a little bit, but
seriously, what did the trick?
Oh, it was just a bunch of like it was fake entirely. I don't know any magic, so I just got a couple of the people that were performing later to like hold onto a card.
Oh,
and, like, so many people are gonna think back to that show and be like, I'm so pissed at that guy.
I bet him $5 he couldn't trick me.
Fair enough. And so did you guys played before?
No, we
together,
actually
or.
It's hard to believe, but we are bandmates before we're friends, I suppose. We actually hated each other, and then we had to make it work because we wanted to play in a band together.
Yeah, every single...
Were you playing in other projects, or when did you get started?
Yeah, I had a two-piece that turned into a three-piece briefly, and then I went on tour with a band called the O'Wells.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, and I went on tour with them across the country. And that was kind of when I decided that I wanted to play music. Maybe not necessarily like with the O'Wells forever, but like music forever.
Right.
So when I got back, my band at the time like disappeared. And so, yeah, I've been in like 3 bands or something in my entire span.
Me, prior to this, I played in a 6-piece, which was great. And going from a 6-piece to a 2-piece is really interesting because you don't realize how much freedom you have with less. Almost less is more. I found I had so much more freedom and wiggle room just to, I mean, that sounds selfish, but it was a really great transition to go from a loaded bus to being
right.
No, that take it the way. And then prior to that, I guess I just, I played with my sister who plays trumpet. We would dick around on my grandmother's farm.
Oh, yeah.
She wanted me to give her a shout out. TJ Porkchops, I believe, was the name, the lie she wanted to go under tonight. hi, sister.
That's awesome. And did you, Sam, did you play when you were a kid or younger?
No, not really. I joined like a screamo band in grade 12. Yeah. It was a ton of fun. I got a lip ring. I started wearing like tight jeans.
Yeah.
It was a real formative time. And then we played one show in the basement of somebody's like West Van house whose family was tearing it down to build another bigger house.
Oh, wow.
It was real, like, tough times. Yeah. Things to scream about. But anyway, the house was cool because we just got to smash it on the inside while we were playing music. And
Because it was getting demolished. You weren't just a bunch of arrogant jerks.
No. It was being demolished.
Was it packed with people?
Yeah.
And not generally unsafe for everyone?
No, it was totally
unsafe. It was still unsafe.
The electricity was off. We had a generator running. So that was fine. The plumbing was off. Everything, all the pipes were taken out. It was just like drywall. It was like we marked where the concrete was.
Were the parents okay with this? They were like, oh, yeah.
The parents were outside. They were telling the cops to go away. Oh, yeah. It was hilarious. It was like real punk rock stuff.
Were the parents like, were they in bands at one point? I don't know, dude. I guess
no. I'm being facetious. Okay. Have a really hard time with that because my face is pretty square most of the time. But yeah. The parents were complete West Van people, Van families, and it was just like, oh, my little kid's in the basement having a good old time.
Okay.
You know? But
how old were you?
I was like 18.
Sam's punk at heart, even though you can't tell.
Fair enough. No, that sounds great. So the band, a couple things. You are playing a show tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Yeah. When I was at the Malk's show for Shindig, I was talking with Alex there, and he's like, oh, we got this bill, but like we don't want to do it on this particular night. And I was like, I got this venue on this other night that's completely open, and I don't have bands yet. And then we're just like,
perfect.
And then
a minute.
Yeah. Minutes later, we're opening for Malk's release with Dead Soft. Crystal Swells' last show, I understand. Right. And Hermetic
is playing as
which,
well.
Yeah, I haven't seen them before, but I've listened to their stuff online, and everybody says they're pretty great. So,
yeah, two-piece also.
Fantastic.
And winner of Shindig, like, so long ago now, it seems like.
Rad.
Following the footsteps.
In good company.
That should be a good show. I played a bit of Malk, and I played some Hermetic too. Everyone got played, so it's good. Should be a lot of fun. And then you said you're doing some recordings in 2 weeks.
It's a jam packed week. So this today, the show tomorrow, and then Monday in the studio for a few all nighters.
Nice.
At Rain City Studios.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, we lucked out hard because. The engineer that's helping us out, her name is Marisa, and she does sound at Red Gate occasionally.
Okay.
And yeah, she just dug our stuff and wanted to record us. So this has been in the works for a while.
And she's intern. She was under the wing of Spencer, who is a great musician as well. So I think
Spencer Davis, we're in good hands. Cowards and.
Oh right, yeah. Sweet. You're right. And so this is like the night shift or.
Yeah, it's like 9 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Okay, how are you getting ready for it, or does it matter? Are you like night? Are you guys night
I'm
people?
I'm doing six. Chin-ups a day, and then I'm also just not sleeping at night.
I'm probably going to stay up all
which
night.
Which isn't very different
from Friday
usual.
And Saturday. So, that's not actually that bad. I usually stay up until the sun comes
up. I mean,
whatever.
I believe that there's times in the day that most people are productive, and you get those morning people that wake up, and they're like, I'm going to go jog, and I'm going to do my to-do list, and like that for me doesn't kick in until 8 p.m. at least.
That's so you should be perfect.
So I think we're on the same psyche wave of productivity.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Because I've always been not a morning person. And when I was in school, if I have to do an essay due, I sit at my computer between, you know, all day, got nothing typed. And by midnight,
It's good.
Maybe I'm freaking out or whatever. But then it just keep going. And next thing you know, it's like 5 in the morning, right?
So, yeah.
It's good to push yourself. I work best under pressure, I think. And
yeah.
I don't know if I can say the same about Sam, but.
So, but you guys have songs all prepared and you pretty much have an idea of what...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the songs we just played
are
probably
going to be on
there.
You can't go into the studio without, like, an exact idea. Otherwise, you're wasting your time, you're wasting the engineer's time, you're wasting your money. I mean, like...
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're gonna have some creative juices flowing while we're making decisions.
I think it was, like, John Cleese talks about how to be creative or something, and there's, like, I don't remember all the 5 points, but one of them was that you got to give yourself the right time to be creative. You can't just expect it to spontaneously burst out of you. You have to, like, give yourself the appropriate time.
Right. And having everything under control and prepared probably give you more chance to be creative because you're not...
Precisely.
Spending all the rest of the time worrying about how to fit things in slots and such.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're spoiled rotten. We're so used to having all the time in the world in our own studio, which we record our first EP in. So now we're doing a home away from home studio recording, and we don't have
time to sit down and play a game of Jenga or whatever it is you do in between your...
You're not going to do a magic trick during the...
On record. Trick? Is this your card?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is! Oh, wow.
When people get a red card, it's like a different... I don't know, something else different.
What the hell is this? What did I pay $10 for?
But if you flip it like this, it's a record. And if you flip it like this, yeah, okay.
Perfect.
Enough of that.
And because of more shows even... Well, I mean, you're playing at Shindig again on January the... Never really know.
It's like the 13th.
The 13th,
thanks
right?
to you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So you guys liked the Hindenburg was okay? And...
Yeah.
Yeah. It was. They have the kinky tables. The kinky, and
sex dungeon in the back.
Yeah, they've got the sex dungeon. I thought that was room. Just a
Did you see? There's a
joke,
little sign on the side that says all the rules of the sex dungeon. Well, I didn't
I'm
say.
I'm going to have to check that out on Tuesday.
It didn't say it's the rules. It's like do's and don'ts of kink night or something.
The safe word is hard.
Yeah. It's like no making fun of people. And
that are
and,
actually trying.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's nice.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Because they did the Sin City thing, which I don't know anything about.
But I mean, it's history. It's history. Like, we're just being involved in this shindig and this live set we just did, like, Nardwar, kinky sex rules. Yeah. Like, we're part of history, and I really appreciate that.
Well, yeah, I can't wear you guys, did you guys play in the same, no, with Rainboard? No, was it a different night?
Yeah, it was Rainboard and Sam.
Because Rainboard was the guy, the singer from the band was pretty stoked about, because he used to come to the Hungry Eye or Cruel Elephant where the Hindenburg used to be,
mm-hmm.
and cool to see shows. So he was like, all my, you know, like he loves going to the show. That's like the venue. So I think that's kind of the equivalent of the Biltmore-ish. So he's telling me all these shows you used to see there. And then also all his friends played in Shindig back in the 80s and he never did. So it's like, he checked off two things on his bucket list.
Sweet.
Nice. I do want to say, like, the Hindenburg, aside from kinky sexiness, I hope that's not what people portray that as now. The sound system was amazing. The sound guy was amazing. And it's just a great location and good vibe. It's a vibe of we want music. We want people.
Sweet.
We want.
Sweet. So you guys recording some music? You guys have shows coming up. Is there another one?
Yeah, we're playing it New Year's Eve at...
Is it a crazy party?
Like it's on the North Shore, actually. So all my North Shore friends can, like, actually come out and hang out with me in a show instead of having to actually catch the night bus or whatever back over. Yeah, it's at Capital T Branding.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
An old print shop.
It's like a warehouse print shop thing. It's
like, cool. are you guys fans of the new year? Like, do you guys party pretty hard every new year? Some people
2014 is going to be hard to top.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you see in the middle of the street?
Oh, I'm not going to tell that story.
Oh, okay.
Ben, how was your 2014?
My 2014 is pretty good. I've every year has been better than ever. So, I don't know. My life is pretty standard. So I haven't changed in many, many years, but it's good.
Sweet.
No change is good change. But I'm just saying, like, on the New Year's, because I know a lot of people that like to do the big parties, because last year...
It's overrated.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the past couple of years have been partying harder and harder. So it's like, no, I mean, just in general.
Right.
So, like, so when it gets to New Year's, it's like,
you're just done.
I guess, like, slightly harder.
I go back and forth. Last year, just went to a really mellow house thing. It's always nice to sit down and just chill with some friends.
Yeah.
But then the year before, there was like three house parties I tried to go to, and it got really stressful almost.
I think if someone decides to go to, like, the club on New Year's, they're making it terrible.
Yeah,
you're making a big mistake.
Appetite for destruction.
But you can pay $60 and you get a free champagne at midnight, right? And maybe a party hat, like also
and a little
glasses.
Yeah,
and you get to stand in the line for like 45 minutes.
What I don't like about it is that it's like trying to rally a bunch of kittens to be in one place at one time, and it's just do what you're gonna do and be where you're gonna be at midnight and like. Whatever.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah, trust.
Fair enough. But it sounds like your show is going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah.
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 Tomorrow night. I'm very excited for tomorrow night.
Yeah. Should be fun. So it's in, can we say the address?
Well, you had it in in a couple issues ago.
Yeah.
And you interviewed a man who's not
I'm just going to say 333 and then I'm going to shut my mouth whole because I'm not sure how those... bylaws work of
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. I'm actually exactly sure how that works. That's why I'm not.
Just ask around your friends. There's like five bands on the bill, so just talk to one of them.
Yeah.
And they will tell you.
You can email us at stillcreekmurder@gmail.com and we will
send you a map quest to find it.
I will come to your house and I will draw you a map.
Yeah.
And then I'll paint little red dots behind you as you walk to it.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Steel Creek Murder, thank you very much for being on the show. Website is
steelcreekmurder.com.
Mm-hmm. And anything else you want to add? I always say that, but usually people don't, but you could.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Everyone.
I hope you have a good time. Have a
hi, Mom.
Yeah.
Best of luck.
I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad.
Best.
Love you, Matthew.
TJ Porchops, I love you.
TJ Porchops.
Best of luck at Shindig semifinals. You'll be playing with Pale Red, which played on the show a couple weeks ago. Very nice people. And Revere, which will be playing here next week.
Yeah, they're also all really nice. Fun bands.
Yeah,
I've
so
Revere is just over the top.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's just so like, oh my God. Like crazy.
So I feel like it's going to be, I mean, very good first semifinals.
For sure.
Yeah, highly recommended. And. Yes, thanks so much for coming out. Thanks, Evan, for sound tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Coming up next is Copy Paste. And I'm going to play some PSAs. And this is CITR 101.9 FM. Yeah, next week, Revere, Emmett Hall act, band, experiment, or whatever it is, will be here. So stick around until then.
El show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. The Leo Ramírez Show, Monday 4 to 5 p.m. at 101.9 FM, CITR.
On CITR Radio, 101.9 FM in Vancouver.